Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Welcome to the eMind Podcast with me, Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. I have here amazing people. This is Gladys Knight and the Pips. No, I'm kidding. They did not even know what that band was. I had to Google it. I've only heard of it. I'm not that old. But this is a group called Didasco, and they are amazing card makers. So we're right. Is this true?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk all about this card game.
Yeah.
And I have with me, I have Carson. Yeah. I have Gladys in the back. Right. I have Hannah in the back and Abigail. Awesome. Abigail. There you go.
There it is.
So first of all, why did you create this? I know it's like called IBC, Integrated Business Core. Like,
yeah.
What is that? Who's going to talk? Just raise your hand with the talk.
I can take that one. Yeah. So we created this in the spring semester.
Okay.
We just got the brainstorming. So it's a class, part of the IBC. You just get to start your own business.
Yeah.
Optional coursework. It's a really cool program. But we started brainstorming and we're like, what are ways and tools that we can, encourage people in their walk with the Lord? And so we just started talking with people. And when we started to talk to people, specifically parents, there's this age group, around middle school, maybe elementary school, kids start to go out on their own and kind of that's when their faith starts to become their own. So we're like, what are good tools and ways that we can equip people in their faith? So we're like, let's do a game, what more fun is it than a card game? And so we got with some Bible faculty here and some other staff and started making these challenge cards in this game. And it went from there. It's super, super exciting.
That is great. Yeah. I love on your homepage, this fun little picture of you all hanging out, playing it.
Yeah, there we are.
So the game is fun. I'm going to talk to one of you, just raise your hand, whoever wants to answer this one. But what has been the response? Like, what have you heard?
Abigail, yes, take that one.
Well, in the summer, I was able to go to India, Singapore, and play with many, many people.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
Oh my gosh. Is that where you're from?
Yes, I'm from India.
Wow.
So namaste, everybody. Everybody who play the game love it because there are so many cards where it talks about, there's one of my favorite cards which says, tell me the story of creation from the first dog's point of view.
The first
and so many people start barking,
true? Yeah.
Yes, it wow. is true. And then there are some reflection cards where it's like, pray for the lost. And then there are others which says, what characteristic of God is meaningful to you? And then there are sword drills and there's charades. And to get all of those challenge cards, you need to match certain cards and then you get the challenge card. And you have to get 3 challenge cards to win the entire game. But
that's
whoever
awesome.
Has played the game, whether it may be, I went to the hills in India,
okay.
I went to families' houses, I was in a youth conference many young people, and everybody who's played the game just told me that they had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it drew believers together because it incorporates faith and fun together. And the last thing that they all told me is that the reflection cards about praying for their non-believer friend really spoke to them and reached out to them. So it has this ministry element, but it also has this family and fun bonding element with anybody. You can play it with anyone. It's not a trivia question game. It's just come together in the circle. Let's join hands and learn more about Jesus. That's basically what we're all about.
Wow. So if people didn't know about Jesus, they could still play.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Wow. I actually played it with one of my non-believer friends. She's a Hindu.
Yeah.
So I was in my room and I just told her, hey, do you want to play our card game? And she's like, yeah, sure. And then I started playing it with her. And then she was asking me so many questions about the Bible. And I was able to actually share with her
good.
About Jesus. Yeah. And And when we came to some of the saw drills, we actually opened the Bible and was reading it together. And then she had even more questions. So it gave me like, it ignited her soul to know more.
Igniting souls.
It ignited her soul to know more about God and more about where my faith is coming from and why I believe in Jesus.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to Gladys now. So Gladys, how does that make you feel to know that a game you created? Because, I mean, I'm thinking of a whole new marketing angle. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, this could be good for youth groups. This could be good for churches. Yeah. Maybe even, you know how like, the stereotype of retirement people is that they like bingo. I don't know if you know that, but this could be, right?
Yeah. So this morning I was just thinking and praying about our card game and just like to see the need that even Americans family have to gather together and just like put aside their cell phone technology. Yeah. And like that's a big issue and just like something that as families, sometimes we forget about fellowship and just discipling. And so this is a perfect card game just to do that and put aside our technology, come as a family, gather together. Even if we are younger or if we are older, we can all come together. Even our grandparents can come and play with us. And like even our uncles or cousins. Yeah. So that's just like a really good tool just like to create community in your home when like technology has taken that from our families.
Okay. So, what's your background?
Yeah. So I'm from Honduras.
Wow.
And so just like having that view internationally, like just like being from other country and know like this can also potentially be out of the America and just like to also impact the life of Honduran families and just like our goal as a group, we want to go internationally as well. And that's our long-term goal. Maybe go to India, Honduras, somewhere in Latin America, Ecuador. Cool. So,
All right. All right. So, Connor, you got to take some notes here. My marketing brain's going nuts. Okay.
All right.
So maybe you've already thought about this, but neighborhood Bible clubs. Mm. You ever think about this?
Okay.
Right. Like, so all these churches every summer are huge into neighborhood Bible clubs. And so if you gave, you'd basically look at neighborhood Bible curriculum, the people who create curriculum, and then you would probably try to have this as an add-on. So a lot of curriculum would be like, oh yeah, our theme is under the sea, but we could have a Didasco break. You see what I'm saying? So you got neighborhood Bible clubs, you got churches, I believe prisons. There's a prison ministry. There's a prison ministry. Man, why can I not think of this name? Kairos.
Kairos?
Kairos. It starts with a K. So Kairos is a prison ministry. You know, the stereotype is that prisoners play cards and stuff. Right?
There you go.
So you got, and then you got the nursing home ministry, right? The retirement home. So these are all things. And then you got the youth group angle.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Then there's a lot of these corporate businesses that do Bible studies. So people might be like, well, I don't know about going to a Bible study at Chase Bank. But if you're like, hey, we play cards.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's go play cards.
Let's go.
Okay. All right. So let's go to Hannah now. Hannah, what is up? Like, talk to us about your, what's your role with this whole thing?
I'm the digital marketing coordinator. So I do a lot of the social media aspects, so Instagram and Facebook.
That is a nice Instagram, by the way.
Thank you.
Can we go check out your Instagram and you kind of tell us what we're seeing?
Here we go.
Okay. So this is pretty cool. What's this about?
Yeah. So we just wanted to like show our mission behind Didasco and just kind of like the attributes of the game. So it's spiritually focused. We want to like target community and like build a strong community within the Christian faith and the engagement, because we want it to be an engaging game.
Yes.
And then it's obviously biblically rooted because we've worked with like biblical faculty.
Oh, that's true.
So that was a really cool
homeschoolers.
Yeah.
Write down, write down homeschool. Sure. Okay.
And then it's dynamic, so it's constantly changing each game that you play. And it's fast-paced, but then once you draw a challenge card, it kind of slows down a little bit, so that keeps it interesting. And then obviously it's a great discipleship tool for any, like, youth groups.
I love it. I love it.
Groups, yeah.
Have you heard about the Ark Encounter?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Write that down. Like all these gift shops that even hospitals, a lot of hospitals are like St. Anne's, you know, St. John's. So I believe gift shops would be good.
Okay.
All right. We got to go back to your Instagram. So these are the people that are part of it, that designed it.
Yes.
There we are.
How have you, I don't know, bonded, grown, fought? yeah. And any, has there been any, have you had to like practice teamwork and stuff like that through this process?
Mm. Yeah, I can take this one. So our team is fantastic. We have 7 people from 5 countries. Is
what?
That
right?
1, 3, 4. Yeah, 5 countries. So we have India, Honduras,
Germany,
Ecuador, and then the U.S.
No way.
So doing over the summer, we were obviously not at school. So doing meetings over all these time zones was pretty difficult. But I think it brings such a good sense of creativity and innovation.
Yeah.
So when you sit down and you're like, okay, we want to make a game.
Mm-hmm.
No one's ever made a game before, right? Like how do you do that process?
That's
so
true.
we have this like huge looming task in front of us, as well as doing all the other things like preparing to run a business. So
you gotta like create the rules,
strategy. Create like what kind of game it would be. So, I mean, we just spent hours just like brainstorming and working through. And so many people brought different things to the game. Some people, like our man Joel, he's more technical focused.
Yeah.
So he brought those. Some of these people brought their creativity into it.
Do you have what? You have a pack on you?
Maybe.
Maybe not.
We do,
You do? You want to grab that?
Sure.
Go grab it. How much is it?
$18.
Okay.
Yep,
all right, so, well, folks, we're hold on. We're doing a sale.
Doing a sale.
We're doing a sale.
Doing a sale.
And
all right.
So
we'll mark you down for one.
So, you like
Thank
that?
You. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. So you just sold one.
Sold
at least.
One. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So you had to think through all the business.
Yeah. And having people from such different backgrounds helped so much.
Okay.
You know, so like when you look at creating the visual aspects of the game or the technical, all those different things. And, you know, as we started to kind of settle into our roles, because the IBC, it's like you're just in a group. No one has a specific role when you start.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, what are you start to figure out what are people good at and how can we work together? And it's been so cool. Like some of the people who are like in our finance roles, like how well they work with some people in our marketing to work on those initial steps. And it's continued that way. So just a super good collaborative group.
All right. All right, folks. All right. Hold on. You get your marketing ready. Okay.
Marketing ready.
So on my website, I have this thing that I'm about to show you.
Okay.
Videos. You all need video testimonials of experts who have this. So check this out. Video. Like people come to this on my review page. Imagine if you had Dr. White, Dr. Mac, myself, you had Dr. Leo, Alina, Leo. Like you had all these people literally saying, Didasco is amazing, and here's why I recommend it. I feel like that would go a long way. A couple other things. You ready? So Word of Life Bible Institute, right? So you have these other Bible institutes that this would be good to have as well. She's coming. You might have it. Yeah, they're bringing one. All right. We're going to have it hand delivered.
Special order. Wow.
Okay. So you have Campus Ministries, FCA. Crew, right? InterVarsity. So then you have these missions agencies. I feel like especially with all your languages, could you have you thought about other language versions?
We plan to.
Yes.
Yeah, we plan to. So one one of the things is with India, her dad is involved with some ministry over there.
Yeah.
And so we We're really looking to send the game international and let it be a tool. We don't know like what it'll look like translating it and all that stuff. But
so here's a mindset shift.
Okay.
You already need to say this game has gone international. Mm. Don't talk about like, hey, it's going to, like, you've already done it.
Yeah.
You've played it in India. You've been in the Honduras, you got Germany, you got Ecuador. So you are already. And so I would literally have the international sensation as like, you know what I'm saying? Dadasco, the international sensation card game, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because everyone wants to partner with success and you guys already have success. And then if you can say endorsed by Cedarville University, now all of a sudden you can go on their platform.
Yes.
Have you thought about Mark Weinstein? He does stories. Has he done a story yet on you?
We're in contact with he's in PR, right?
Yeah,
we're in contact with him right now.
So that's good.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the actual manufacturing of the card game. I can't imagine how hard that is. You had to have design and color. Mm-hmm. How do you even do something like that? Who wants to weigh in on, like, who did your art or any of that stuff?
Yeah, so we had a senior named Ellie Beeler who did the bulk of our art.
Okay.
So she designed the logo, designed the cards, super fun colors. I mean, the kids that play the game are like, oh, this is so great. Like,
yeah.
They just love the colors. So she did that, and then we've been in contact with just a ton of different printing agencies to like who's going to print this. We ended up getting one here locally to kind of launch the game to get a lot of feedback.
Yeah.
So it's a place, I think it's Minnesota or something like that. So yeah, we designed it and then printed it here locally and
yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
What other add-ons can you all do? In other words, do you have video tutorials?
Not yet.
Okay,
but we are working on that.
Okay, so you got video tutorials. What if you even had people submit photos or videos of them playing the game?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, and tagging you. What if you had like a little contest?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Where and you could plant people at Cedarville to like start the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that would be good. Okay, where do you hope this thing goes? like what do you want for this big dream?
Big dream is to have it in many discipleship groups and all of the other places that you mentioned, because you just widened my mind the way you said prison ministry and then going for all the different kinds of Bible groups and being able to go to the Ark. And because that's big dream, and I really wish that many Christian households would be able to see this card game, you know, that we would become sort of like Uno.
Yeah.
Because Uno is like known worldwide. Everybody loves playing Uno. It's very easy to understand. And I wish that the Dasco games would become, you know, that Christian Uno for people, would become that.
Got an idea. You ready?
Yes.
All right. So, you know, at Cedarville, Earl Seals is the co-executive producer of The Chosen.
Yes.
Right? So, like, you have a Cedarville connection. His daughter went here. So you have somebody on the Chosen board who has already, they have a gift shop with Chosen. What if Chosen, I mean, it makes so much sense. Like Chosen is evangelism, but they need the discipleship. So what if Chosen got behind this?
Oh, that would be,
I mean,
that would be awesome. Like, you know what I'm saying? Wow.
You know, but, and then you have like these new film companies, like, you know, the people who did Sound of Freedom, the people who did Facing the Giants, you know, so start thinking of like, okay, film is one medium, but the card game is another medium.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
So you partner.
Yeah, so you partner.
Yeah.
That's what you want. And then you have to create a profit sharing. So you basically say, hey, here's, because my guess is that if you got these in bulk, you would drive the price way down. Is this true?
Yeah.
Yes,
it is. I mean,
this is how it usually works.
Yeah. Right now we're at like a 25% discount.
Yeah.
As they launch, the more we get, the cheaper they go down.
Yeah.
we want to upgrade the quality.
Yeah.
So we started with this quality because it's all we could start with, yeah, with the funds we were given. And we want to get better quality. So that,
so more like it's like long lasting, it's like almost coated car.
Yeah, like exactly, yeah, how Uno would feel. Yeah. So it'll likely, like once we get that higher, yeah, it'll come down, but it'll start out about around that.
All right. So here's another thought. Okay. What if you had, maybe there is a Christian version of GoFundMe or Kickstarter.
Mm.
Okay. You know about these things? You know about Kickstarter or GoFundMe? Mm-hmm. You know about,
yeah,
these things?
Yeah.
So these are called crowdfunding, launches. The thing is, you already have a prototype. So what I would consider doing.
I see the game coming.
Okay. So what I would consider doing is I would consider saying, look, our beta version is launched, mm-hmm, but we want to get to the second version.
Mm-hmm.
And the second version, then what you actually do is you pre-sell it.
Mm.
So people actually contribute money.
Mm-hmm.
And you pre-sell this thing. And okay, then that would be the goal.
This is our presentation.
Wow. Yes. Oh my gosh. Can you present it to me?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
This is basically how you will get it in a package.
Ooh, nice.
With our Instagram and website QR codes.
Ah.
So perfect. You get the instructions in the website.
I love
so
it.
This is the,
yes,
challenge card. This is what everybody's supposed to win.
Yes.
So you need to get three of this to win the game. And this is the beautiful part of the game because you have all these different kinds. See, like the prayer for the lost.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
you are holding one of a very interesting card. Can you tell the story of Daniel and the lion's den from the perspective of a lion?
And then that's where people would roar.
And then you can roar, or you can say, and then you have sword drills.
Oh, so these are the challenge cards.
Yes.
And then these are what?
These are the matching cards. So if you see.
And you gotta then match. You gotta get like 300.
Same color,
exactly,
same shape.
Same, yeah, color, same shape.
And you gotta get three of them?
Yeah. Yes. So think like spoons, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how you're quick pace, passing it back and, yeah, forth. Exactly like
exactly
that.
Exactly.
Spoons
like
cards
that
are boring though. So,
wow,
we made
our own. So we,
yeah,
made our own,
yeah,
nice Bible version.
Well, I like it. And these do feel real nice. But I see what you're saying. You think this 2.0 version is going to be like a coated
thing. Mm-hmm. Coated, yeah,
yes,
rounded corners. Stuff
interesting.
Like that. Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Got a few other ideas. For
okay.
You, okay.
I'm ready.
All right. So upsells. All right. What if you had the Didasco case for the cards?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm. Like, in other words, if they're checking out at their order, might as well say, hey, you know, it comes in this amazing, but if you want to preserve your cards longer,
mm-hmm,
purchase the, and again, I don't think it would be hard,
mm-hmm,
but you guys could have like a, I mean, even a bar of soap case, you know, like you,
yeah,
could modify it,
yeah,
and, mm-hmm, put a sticker on it just for version one.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you have this custom cart thing, mm-hmm, that you upsold. Mm-hmm. And then as a publisher, that's what I do as well. You always look for bulk. Do you guys have any bulk discounts?
Mm.
On your website. So you might, yeah, say one is 18,
mm-hmm,
but you know, you get six for whatever.
Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's people who would be like, oh yeah, like we could have one for the youth group, we could have one for the nursery, we could have one, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying?
We, mm-hmm, have had people who had buy six just in once.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But if you incentivize them on the checkout, you know how it is, mm-hmm, on the shopping cart where you're like, you know, upgrade your order,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so I love this. Have you thought about in your QR code to have the video tutorial too?
Mm-hmm.
That's our plan.
That's,
yeah,
it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I,
yes,
love this. I love this.
On that right now,
this,
yeah,
is amazing. Well, listen, I know we're almost out of time. You have your website. What else would you like to say? What are we missing? What are we missing? Anything that you're like,
anything?
Oh my gosh, you got to say this. Any thoughts? Mm. Because this is a very unique,
yeah,
IBC project. Is it IBC? Integrated,
yes,
business school.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they're t-shirts. I know Crown Chains is a big time.
Yes.
But I've never heard of a card game.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just excited to see what the Lord does with it. You know, we've had just, it's been such a joy going through
awesome.
This process,
this
starting
awesome.
It, coming up with it and kind of seeing what has happened. So, it's just super encouraging, and I really hope that people are brought closer to the Lord because of it. You know,
so
that's
good.
That's our end goal. We don't,
yes.
you know, we're not in it to you know, grow a company or anything ultimately. Like, yeah, ultimately, we just want to create something that across family rooms across the world,
wow,
will play this game. And, yes, and yeah, that,
it's that's so good. Hard. You're now going to go into the digital marketing class that I teach.
There we
and,
go.
And you've said that you're willing to be under the microscope, and they're gonna.
We're excited. We're excited.
They're gonna yeah, like kind of do what I did. But isn't that how you get better?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Right. Awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's just recap. We got Carson.
Yeah.
We got. Hold on. Don't even tell me. You got Gladys in the back. You got Hannah.
Hannah.
And you got Abigail.
Yeah.
Awesome. Didasco is the thing, and their website is, talk to me one more time,
DadascoGames.com.
Yes.
DadascoGames.com. And we didn't even say what Didasco means.
It means I teach in Greek. I teach to teach in Greek.
Yes. So,
yeah. That verse you showed up to the screen earlier.
Colossians.
Colossians.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's yes, the word teach right in there. So that's
awesome. Folks, get a couple packs just like I did. Whether it's a holiday, a birthday season, it's a fun game, and you're supporting a great mission. All right? Be a soul on fire, whoever said it, igniting souls.
Igniting souls.
All right, take care. We'll see you.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.